This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Paul McCartney, Sean, who wanted that?
Excuse me, that one goes out to the birthday boy himself, Ken Laird. Oh. His number one, unfortunately, I had already played as my lead song, not knowing it was his number one. Oh. So I had to go to his number two.
Okay. Happy birthday. I wonder if Ken got screwed as a kid because his birthday was so close to Christmas.
Mm.
Brees Hill always tries to claim that.
When's Brees' birthday?
His birthday is next Friday.
Isn't that a double gift, though?
What's that?
I thought like the closer you are to Christmas, like a double gift.
No,
I don't buy the argument. Also, speaking of things I don't buy, we'll get to it in a second. But Wiggy, the point you made during the break with regard to tonight's game, is
spot on.
It's somewhat
genius.
It's somewhat infuriating for me because it discounts an entire man's career and progression. But we'll get to that in a second. Did you find Meg Curtis?
Yes, we got we got her. She reached out to me in Twitch, and I just got her on the line.
This is her on live. Let me apologize for hanging out. Hello, Meg.
Hi, this is Meg from Foxborough. How you doing?
Jackson?
Sounds like Meg.
This is Meg.
Jackson, I mean, you're not allowed to win. You're not allowed to win prizes because you work here. So excellent try, but
I thought it was Meg. I'm sorry.
Well, when Jackson patches someone through and said, "Oh, Meg on line one," you know.
All right. Your point with regard to the game tonight, sir?
I am genius again. Tonight being the most important game of one McCorkle Jones. And this,
in his career to date?
In his career to date.
This tonight is the most important game.
Yes.
You're talking about a quarterback who played in a playoff game last season.
Yeah, that was a long, long time ago, Greg.
So tonight is the most important game in the young career of Mac Jones.
Let me give you a couple of reasons why. You look at the opponent, the Buffalo Bills. They've kind of really curb stomped you the past couple of times you play them. And one quarterback that you will be dueling with head-to-head, Josh Allen, is going to be around for a pretty long time playing for the Buffalo Bills. So you have to show that you can go blow for blow with Josh Allen and what he is going to bring to the table. So you know that, hey, we have the quarterback that can compete with this guy who's in our division for the next 6-7 years. And it's so important because based off of the way we've seen Mac play pretty much up until last week, the Minnesota Vikings game, we're kind of like, eh. We're talking about when's Brady coming back. I brought up Lamar Jackson. I mean, we've talked about Bailey Zappi. This game here has to prove that he can go tit for tat with Josh Allen.
And Mac Jones called the Bills' defense the best in the league. So he knows he's going up against a tall task. So if he performs against what he claims he thinks is the best.
I don't know if I would buy that it's the most important game in his career
thus far. Yeah.
Well, it's the most important game of the season by a pretty wide margin.
Yeah.
Right. And if he doesn't play well, then obviously there's going to be a ton of questions. Because then if you do happen to beat Arizona and Vegas, I don't think anybody really looks at it. They go, oh, well, you can beat crappy teams, but you can't beat the good teams. Your quarterback is not good enough to go blow for blow with Josh Allen. So if he's not good enough to go blow for blow with Josh Allen, is he good enough to go blow for blow with Patrick Mahomes, who is in the AFC? That's another guy that you're going to have to see for a number of years.
Not yet. I mean, that's my only issue is, you know, this is his second season. And he spent a good deal of it hurt. Like, that. This is what drives me crazy.
He spent two games hurt.
Yeah, and you need this win to prove yourself. And I think you go back to the playoff game, and I think what you're saying is that that was the most important game of his career so far. But that year, it was, he's a rookie. So, you know, nobody really faulted him.
And it wasn't like he was hurt for half the season. He was hurt for, what, two games he missed?
Mm-hmm.
Right? So the excuse of the injury thing, that is...
Three games?
No, I don't think so. I think it was two, right?
Because, yeah, he missed three. The Packers, yeah, Bailey the had two Lions, games and the Browns. Fully, and
then. Oh, yeah, that's right. Excuse me. So he missed three games, right? And now when you look at where you're going as a football team and you're playing the Buffalo Bills, who some argue basically one of the top teams in the AFC. We've been kind of saying that all year long. And you're going against Josh Allen. If you go out there and you don't perform at a high level, you don't think people... If this defense plays really good, let's say this defense plays really good and holds the Buffalo Bills to 24, 23, 21 points, but you can't score, you don't think people are going to go, well, why not when you go out and get Brady? Can you imagine what you could do with that defense if you have a quarterback? So this game is super important because if he goes and performs well, doesn't he change the narrative?
Yeah, or
the
tomorrow, 6 a.m.
Yep.
is a different story. If he goes out, has a great game, and then they beat the Bills tonight.
Even if they lose.
I might buy into what you're saying. If you're gonna look at this game as a must win, and you're gonna say essentially you're not making the playoffs if you don't win this game tonight, is that what you're saying?
I think that's what most people would say.
Yeah, I would say it'd be
it's going to be much harder if you don't win
tonight. If they lose the game tonight, they're not going to the playoffs.
Yeah, it'd be extremely difficult.
A lot of people are saying it's over if they don't win tonight.
Yeah. So you know what? Honestly, maybe I would buy into what you're saying. So in other words, if you're Mac Jones, you don't go out and win this game tonight, you don't look good in a win.
Right.
Then basically this season's done, and you're not getting where you got last year.
Right, because you know you got to play the Bills again. You know you still got to play Miami again. You know you got to play Cincinnati. And then you start to look, and you go, all right, you know, Arizona is going to be a tough game. Vegas in Vegas is going to be a tough game because it's 2 weeks on the road. You just lost to the Bills. You know, the morale's, Courtney brought this up, which is a great point. The confidence is going to be different. If he has a bad game, what's his confidence going to look like?
And you also have a benefit when you play the Cardinals following this game, but then that following week, after you have a Monday night game, the Raiders will have played the Thursday night prior, so they have extra time to get ready for you. And if there's one thing we've seen, it's people that used to work with Bill have success against Bill.
That is true.
This is Ken from Holyoke. What's up, Ken?
Hey, Ken. I just wanted to talk to Wiki there. I think what he's talking about this morning is just ridiculous. Can you hear me?
Yeah. What's ridiculous?
Team around
Ken,
him.
Ken, okay. we got to dump out of you. You cannot butcher the King's English with the expletives on the radio. $100 to the Ty Law swear jar.
Greg, at some point, can you actually say there's something on the line for Mac Jones?
Yeah.
Because Mac has been protected on this show all year.
Yeah.
This is a game that you're likely going to have to score more than 20 points to win. You're going to need to go up and down the field a bit with Josh Allen, and he hasn't proved that yet. If he does that tonight and they win this game, the whole conversation around Mac Jones changes in this town.
Mm. Yes. And so
100%.
It's exciting.
Well, yeah, I'm sure that this is going to add a lot for your experience.
And Greg, there are steaks here and not just the ones you eat.
Yeah.
But I understand the caller's point was, well, everybody's got to perform well. Right. I understand that. But when you're looking at Josh Allen is going to be here for his contract runs through 2028 or something like that. So, you know, he's not going anywhere for a long period of time. And what do we talk about in the NFL today? Do you have the coach and do you have the quarterback? And I understand the team around you's got to be good, but if you're not able to beat Josh Allen, aren't you starting to say, okay, how do we now have to, and if we struggle offensively, aren't we looking, we just had a poll Curtis put up yesterday. Mm-hmm. Do you want Brady back?
And all we've talked about is that Mac has like a is a mental case, and you know has all of this these confidence issues. If he goes in and shows everybody out tonight,
yeah,
then it shuts everybody up.
Yeah.
Yep. We did a poll. Who wins tonight? Bills 56%.
Really?
Yep. And do you want Brady back? I voted 1,000 times. 58%.
And Greg, think about this: the confidence in this team, right? If you lose tonight's game and now you're 6-6 and you slide down even deeper in the hunt for the playoff spot, then like Curtis brought up, the 2 weeks on the road and you know and what Bill looks like against his former assistants, and let's say you lose one or two of those games, let's say you beat Arizona, you lose to Vegas, then you got Cincinnati, Buffalo again, and Miami. Hmm. They might only walk away with 7 wins on the season.
Blow for Bryce.
All right. Well, Wiggy said it. The most important game of Mac Jones' career tonight. Here's Courtney and what is trending.
Gresh and Keith, weekdays 10 to 2.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by NewportMansions.org. The Celtics got a win last night. They are off tonight. They take on the Heat again tomorrow. The Patriots restructured the contract of Matthew Judon. So that creates over $2.2 million in the 2022 salary cap space.
Did they give him more money? I hope they gave more money.
Seems to be the case. Are you on board with that?
Oh, hell yeah.
Okay.
I mean,
it's amazing when you need cap space, you just need to guarantee the money and poof, like a magic trick, it appears.
Because you knew he was going to be looking for more money.
Of course.
Especially after the way he's been able to play these first couple of years.
Yep. And Thursday Night Football is here. Pats and Bills face off tonight at 8:15 in Foxborough. Merlone, Fourier, and Mega will be at Helix Esports before the game, so go say hi to them. And then after the game, the Six Rings show will be on.
And also William and Kate stopping by the broadcast with Christian, Lou, and Mega.
Oh, that'd be cool.
Now, that would be a get. That would be a good cool. 5 questions.
They love esports.
They probably do. And just a reminder, week 13 will be My Cause, My Cleats. So check it out. Pre-game, during the game, I'm sure they'll be highlighting a lot of players. Mm-hmm. I already know who my favorite one is. We don't have time to get to that right now. But yes, Damian Harris. Go Damian Harris. Holidays at the Newport Mansions are more spectacular than ever this year. The Breakers, Marble House, and the Elms are lavishly decorated in Gilded Age style. Plus, the dazzling outdoor spectacle of sparkling lights at the Breakers will be bigger and brighter than ever. Visit NewportMansions.org. That's what's trending. Here's Curtis with your weather.
37 degrees in Boston. A breezy one out there, so brace yourselves.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.
After today, I'm going to Al Haig control over the Christmas music. That is horrible. Who requested that?
What? This was multiple requests from the people.
What is on your Christmas playlist?
Anything before 1970.
Great artists like Tom Petty. Maybe you've heard of him.
Okay.
Yeah.
Maybe you've heard of U2. Maybe you heard of John Lennon. Like, I mean,
so you're not a Michael Bublé guy.
That's irony.
I don't think anybody's a Michael Bublé guy.
His Christmas album.
Great suggestion in the Twitch chat. The Kinks. Maybe you've heard of the Kinks.
The John Lennon song is pretty good.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, that's a good one. That should be played.
It's all time. It's like Shime is going all like pop. Goes the Christmas or something on us
this
morning.
It's the first day of Christmas rejoice. We have all month to get through these.
I'm just telling you.
Got to start off with a bang.
Supposed to come out of the box. It's like tonight, first drive, scripted. You come out of the box, you score a touchdown.
I would just like to mention, all of those songs you just mentioned to me, outside of one, was not requested by anyone. And I had multiple people reach out in DMs on Instagram and on Twitter. So thank you to those people who reached out. The only song that was recommended is a song that will be played today.
Okay. Courtney, have you ever heard of the Mannheim Steamroller?
Oh, Courtney playing Taylor Swift again.
I grew up with Bach.
By the way, Wiggy just whispered to me that if the Patriots don't score on their first drive tonight, Mac's career is over. That's it.
Greg just whispered to me, no matter what Mac does, he's still the greatest.
That's it. He's going to say, did you see him in that Vikings game?
Could you imagine if Zappy was 0-10 in games that were scored over 25 points? We would all be just
no. I can't imagine because he's only played in two NFL games in his entire career.
2-0.
That is true. He is 2-0.
Yes, 2-0 against the finest that the NFL has to offer.
And we've all been waxing poetic about how great Mac looked against the 32nd ranked pass defense.
He looked at Zappy looked extraordinary in that second half against the Bears.
Yep, not as bad as Mac looked in the first.
I think I might have to give the Marconi back. I'm screwing up left and right over here today. First, I hang up on Meg.
Mm-hmm.
And then I didn't give the Bruins tickets away at 9.
Uh-oh.
Like an idiot. What is wrong with me?
People have to get to their jobs, too.
I know. I owe everybody an apology. So if you are caller number 9 right now at 617-931-0937, you get 2 tickets to see the Bruins and a big game for them, the return of Bruce Cassidy and the Golden Knights on Monday at the TD Garden. So call right now. Be caller number 9 at 617-931-0937, and you will see the Bruins on Monday night. Limited tickets are still available at Ticketmaster.com/Bruins. Speaking of the Garden, a little bit of breaking news, and that is the Celtics extend Al Horford for 2 years. And $20 million, mm-hmm. And that seems like a pretty good move to me.
Yeah, I don't mind that.
He'll be 39 in 2 years. That is impressive. We talk a lot about, football players. We talk about Brady, and I remember his 40th birthday being the biggest deal in Boston. Look at Al Horford going up and down on a court like that time after time.
Yeah.
And he's such a good leader in that locker room. I love Al Horford, so I'm all for this.
They just need to add another piece because I don't think you can constantly, because we saw it last year in the postseason, kind of Al disappeared. So I think you need to have more depth at the center position to help with, obviously with Time Lord being injured, it doesn't help Al.
Well, he's back soon, though.
Right, but even when he comes back, he's somebody that he's dealt with so many injuries. Can you count on him? And Al, you don't want to see him playing a ton of minutes night in and night out. Al should be more of like, kind of like spot duty minutes. I would hope that, and this is what I talked about with Wick, is that
they've lost 3 games, and Wiggy wants to add.
Think you have to add?
That's the whole point. Like, if you're in you're clearly both teams right now in Boston are in their championship window, being the Bruins and Celtics. You should be adding.
Right.
You should not be just standing pat. You should not be selling. You should be adding because right now is the best opportunity that you are presented with to win a championship.
Why do you want to go into the playoffs with Al Horford and just Time Lord? I mean, that's not a smart move. You should be looking to add a big man and finding another piece that you could say, okay, we can add that, maybe take some of the strain off of Time Lord, take some of the strain off of Al Horford, because who else plays? Like, Blake Griffin is, he's basically
Don't trade him. Courtney will be mad.
Yeah, he's, he's like a good cheerleader on this team, but who else is playing? The one guy, what the hell's his name, who jumps up inside the key when everybody takes a three-pointer. And I got to hear Scal talk about how good that is, and it throws people's vision and shooting off. But no, when you think...
How was Scal yesterday?
How was Scal?
Yeah. Did he call anybody fat?
No, he didn't call nobody fat. He didn't call anybody. I don't mind Scal. I like Scal. I think he does a good job.
You can hear Scal on this radio station every Wednesday at 4.
Yep.
Celtics Wednesday with Christian, Lou, and Mego.
And he's a homer because he's always saying.
That's right.
He's always saying.
He's not like Jack, though.
He's always saying we. And I know some people take offense to that. But
I don't care about being a homer. I think that's fun.
Right.
Zoe, I think, does a great job. He's a homer. I had an issue with one thing.
Right. So I'd hope
Greg hates homers.
He likes away games.
But don't you think that when you're this good as both teams, at Bruins and Celtics, you should be looking to add and maximize the opportunity?
Well, I don't know. In the case of the Bruins, like you're getting, like we were talking about Taylor Hall.
Mm-hmm.
The fact that you're getting that from him on that third line,
right.
that's championship caliber talent that you have on this team.
Right.
All the way through. So I don't know. I
what
mean,
about defensively after McAvoy, Lindholm, you know, aren't there maybe some people that say maybe you could add another D-man to that?
You certainly can, but I would just go back to the Celtics briefly and give Brad Stevens credit, because that Horford deal is something Danny Ainge would have never done. Getting that second contract here after the trade really proves what a huge move that was, not only for the court, but more so the leadership with Jason and Jalen. It was kind of a dysfunctional team with Smart, all those sort of infighting, and Horford, maybe above all else, has been the biggest leader in that room to get everybody on the same page.
Yeah, and I, like I said, I like it. Now you want him to be able to, when he does play, not have to carry so many minutes. And you, we, like I said, look at the playoffs last year. He ran out of gas.
Who do you think's deeper, Celtics or Bruins?
Red Sox.
Bruins, I think.
The Celtics are pretty deep, too, though. Their bench is, you know, with Malcolm Brogdon coming off the bench.
Either lose before the new year.
Yeah. I would say that the Bruins are, because you might be a little bit deeper with Time Lord being hurt and some of those things. But I would say the Celtics have the better
chance.
Better chance. I think I feel more confident in the Celtics, obviously, because they were two games away. The Bruins have been lights out. But remember, we had this a couple years ago when they went to the bubble. They were lights out.
What was that? Somebody's microphone just short out?
I don't know.
Yeah. No. But remember, they were lights out. They were the number one seed, and then they ended up getting bounced in the first round in the bubble. So I think this is a different team, though. But I, who do you have more confidence in?
I mean, I understand what you're saying. Celtics were two games away.
Mm-hmm.
And the goalie. You don't know in the playoffs yet. I would say Celtics.
Yeah, especially the way Tatum's playing. Because you've seen in the NBA, if your superstar plays out of his mind, you can win a championship with that. Look what Steph Curry did.
But that's also, you know, that issue is he going to be able to do that all season?
Yeah. Or endurance.
Is he going to end up being what did he what was the word he used? He was
it wasn't tired. It was
I don't remember what the
word. But he was probably dealing with
what was Jason Tatum's excuse?
Didn't he have the wrist injury?
No.
He said fatigue.
He was like fatigued.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Glenn wanted more load management.
Well, maybe that'll be something that they might help him out, because Steph Curry did the same thing, and he basically carried that team to a championship.
You want to hear the craziest stat about football tonight? From Boston Sports Inf. At home, Belichick era, regular season. Tom Brady, 121-20. Bill Belichick with every other quarterback, 21-20. 101 games over 500 with Brady, one game over 500 with every other quarterback. That is the most banana land stat I've ever seen.
And that's why tonight is the biggest game of Mac's career, because you have the team that you are basically now looking up to in your division, and they have the quarterback that has completely turned that franchise around. So where do you stack up? Not only are you looking up and the confidence you would get from winning, but you're looking up at potentially two teams, the Miami Dolphins. And so if you're able to win tonight, that gives you that confidence that you need to play against them.
And you can also tell that Bill loves to beat the Bills. Mm-hmm. And last season, even though it was that weird weather game, Bill talking about that game after, you could tell he was just so elated that they had won.
That's the football that he loves, you know, run the football. But is it the same? Are you staring down the same wind factor?
No.
But it is an issue. I heard from our weather smoke that the wind is going to be an issue.
Yeah, I think there'll be.
It's going to be breezy down there.
But who does the wind affect more? That's the quarterback situation. Does it affect Josh Allen or Mac Jones more? And it probably affects Mac Jones more.
Yeah, I would say it probably does. Yeah.
They didn't even let Mac throw in the wind in Buffalo.
Did someone say it's going to be windy tonight? Curtis, this is the association, if you don't know.
I didn't.
Who's peeking out from under a stairway, calling a name that's lighter than air? Who's
for real?
Down to give
we're for real. What do you mean? Hold on.
everyone knows it's windy.
So
I was like, is that a Christmas song?
Right.
Can he throw the ball in the wind?
Well, no. I mean, if you're just looking at the two quarterbacks, you're going to say that, you know, based on Josh Allen's arm strength, it's an advantage for him in the wind than it would be for Mac Jones. And that if it is windy, right? Because we saw in that monsoon game that they played a couple of years ago, Mac Jones threw, what, one pass?
Yeah.
And Josh Allen, you know, I think he threw about 25 or 30. So tonight's importance of this game, it's so critical for so many different things, for where they are in the season, the confidence level, for what you have in Mac Jones going forward. It's just a lot of answers we should have tomorrow morning.
Who wins? We need to all give a prediction and be held to it. And if you're wrong, you need to be fired.
All right.
I got Pats by 3 tonight.
Whoa.
Wow.
Like it. That's where I am. 24-21 Pats.
Are you, Curtis?
Yep. And I thought that was the under. That's actually the over. So bet the over.
I'm going to go 10-7 Pats.
What?
Wow.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
What?
Yep.
Wow.
Yeah.
All three what? Taking the Pats by 3, but
the defense is going to hold Josh Allen to 7?
Yep.
Ooh.
And I think that they're all going to be sick.
Wow.
Ban any Imodium sales to anybody from Buffalo.
Yep. I can't see that happening.
I can't see that the Patriots put up, what did you say, 24?
I didn't say any.
Curtis.
Said.
Yeah, I can't see them putting up 24.
Oh, shots fired. Boop, boop.
I think Buffalo wins this game.
You do?
Yeah, it just, you know, Buffalo's good, man. They are a good football team. Josh Allen is good, and they struggle against quarterbacks that can run, that can move. We've seen it with Lamar Jackson. We've seen it with Justin Fields. And they're just a good football team. I think Bill will have a good game plan. But
of course he will.
He'll have a good game plan, but Buffalo's a good football team.
Sean?
Yeah, I'm going Bills 30, Patriots 24.
I didn't 30. Give no score.
I think both teams will score tonight. I'm into the over. I think the Patriots defense might have put a facade in front of us, but I think the offense might actually get it together because I think they're going to have Mac Jones is going to have time in the pocket.
What's the number at?
43.5 is the over.
Yeah, see, I think it's under.
Really?
Yes.
See, I would take the over though.
Jackson wants to give a pick if that's okay. He's coming.
Of course.
Mm-hmm.
I get 35-28 Pats, and I think they're going to score 17 points in the first quarter.
What'd you say, 35?
The Bills will probably score 17 points in the first quarter.
You said 35-28 Pats? Is that what he said?
I don't know. He doesn't have headphones on. He doesn't have headphones.
What was his score?
What are we doing?
I believe he said 35-28 Pats.
He just comes running in. Curtis gets him on the air, and then he runs out.
So I guess I have to give
I love it. I think he's a wild man.
I have to give a score. I'm going to go 30.
Curtis is like King Charles with a bring in the
jester.
Bring in the court jester.
I'm going to go 30. 31-21.
Oh, Spaz is here. Come on. Give him a
31-21.
31-21?
Yeah. Yeah, it's going to be a good game.
What about you, Greg?
I would say I got the pass by 3, so I say 27-24.
That's the over, by the way. You said the under.
Is it the over?
Yeah.
What do you say,
43.5.
43.5. Okay, I'm not going
to. So you would go like Pats 20, Bill 17 kind of thing?
I don't know. Maybe you put it that way. Maybe it is. I just think the wind has got. It's got. I mean, unless it's nothing.
I don't think it's going to be.
I don't think the wind's going to be that much of an issue.
Why are they sending out gale force warnings?
I also think the Bills learned from last time. Like the last time these two teams played in a windstorm, Josh Allen in the second half, he showed you he could throw the ball through the windstorm. I don't think they're going to be scared to throw the ball this time.
Right.
So like, I have a feeling that these two teams are going to score.
There's a lot of people on the text line who think the Pats are going to get blown out tonight.
I don't think they'll get
and have some ball.
I don't see that happening.
Yeah, I don't think they get blown out, but it's going to be, you know, they're going to have to play a clean and damn near perfect game to beat this Bills team.
And they've made so many just mental errors throughout the first, 11 weeks?
Right.
That it's hard to think that they're going to come in and play a flawless game.
And they played as, you know, offensively, they played as clean as they could play between the 20s against Minnesota. And had a couple short fields and weren't able to beat them.
Yeah.
So I think Minnesota's Buffalo Bills offense is much better. Defensively, I think they're much better. Yeah, even though they did lose Von Miller, they still got Ed Oliver. They still got the kid Phillips there. Their secondary's pretty good. They got most of those guys back. So, and you're without Damian Harris.
All right, it's Pats Bills, Thursday Night Football. You can talk about it all day. Michael Irvin will talk about it at 1:30 today with Gresh and Keefe. And this, what?
Courtney score. I can't get past
that. Why? I think that it's about. Okay, let's all laugh. Watch. Tomorrow, we're going to come in.
She's going to be very upset.
If this game is close to 10-7.
I'm not upset. Wow.
10-7. Courtney, if it's anything close to 10-7, you have to come in and take the biggest victory lap.
Watch. I will. I'm telling you, I think it's a bounce back game for the Patriots defense. And I think that it's two good defenses. And I think that it's going to. I'm laugh all you want. Don't
I'm
care.
I'm going to 3-2.
I'm a man.
If you're able to pull this one off, Courtney, I'll give you $100.
Why is that so crazy?
You didn't even get her a wedding gift. You're going to give her $100 if she
knows
this?
Give, okay, if she's
this is why we shouldn't have women talking sports.
I love going complete. Patch
Jets was just 10-3. Like,
all of you guys playing it safe.
Oh, there you go. Sean, good point. Patch Jets was 10-3. So, I mean, you're not too far
stick
off.
Stick to your guns.
I did yesterday, and who was right? Me.
What did Sandro say? What is he thinking?
Santo's mad you keep going at that.
What?
Sandro's like, why the F is Wiggy calling me Sandro? I'm like, it's because Ty is doing it.
Wow.
Well, because he's like, Ty doesn't know who I am. Wiggy knows who I am.
Yeah, get your popcorn.
Next time you see Santo, he's going to slap you with his glove.
No, he would never. No, it's not a fighter.
Ty called him Sandro.
With his what?
He's going to take off his gloves and slap Wiggy about the face with him. That's how they used to do it in the olden days.
With his white raven arm.
With his newsletter. He's going to hit you about
roll
the
it up.
He's going to roll up the...
Shots fired.
Why is he mad at me? He should be mad at Ty Law. Ty Law's the one who calls
him
Sandro.
He said, I don't care what Ty Law calls me.
So how come he don't care what I don't
call him? Because you've met him.
His name's Sandro. I'm going to have to talk to him.
Wow. You're going to see Santo at the Jingle All the Way 5K next Saturday in New Hampshire.
Yeah.
Huh? What do you mean you don't know if you can go?
What?
I told you, I don't have much gas in the tank.
Wiggy's scared now.
Wow.
Come on. You just have to walk 3 miles. It's nothing, dude.
No, I think I'm going to be there for the party.
Of course.
What's it called? The
snowball?
Yeah, the snowball.
Unbelievable point by No Moss Gathers. Greg bringing up the wedding gift. What a douche. Greg also hasn't given a wedding gift.
I'm holding. You have a year.
So does Wiggy.
I'm trying to wait and see what I think is perfect for the two of you.
That is a douche move to call out another guy in the room when you yourself haven't given a gift.
I went to the wedding.
Right, exactly.
True, you did.
And you know what?
And that was presents enough.
Let me tell you something.
Okay.
When I went to the wedding, there was one person who got a gift down there.
No.
Let me tell you.
Yes, she did.
Come on, one of your friends.
Big breakfast.
When she goes through the highlights of this year,
it's going to be right up there.
Be at the top.
Sure will.
Courtney, bigger douche move. I didn't go to the wedding. I didn't get you a gift. Okay, that's not a big. He went to the wedding and didn't get you.
Yeah,
a gift.
I think not going to the wedding and not giving.
Oh, that was my gift. Going to the wedding.
Oh, that's some
smashing
that's
a friend. Okay. That was a gift.
That backfired, but it's okay.
I gave the gift to Courtney and to her friend.
Alrighty. Mm-hmm.
Yep.
And didn't you do it three times too?
Congrats on the sex. Let's go to break.
It's a gift that keeps on giving.
That's it.
Oof. And I took pity on her.
And Aunt Kathy gave us the crotch shot.
Oh, you wish. And if you call it's the gift that keeps on giving after having sex with somebody, that's not usually
that's
a good
not
thing,
Sean. That's
true.
That's not a good thing.
Hey, that is. Right. It's called multiple O's.
No.
We get it. Yeah. Okay.
Or multiple gasms.
All right. We
get it.
We have got
not take, everybody knows what an O is.
We have got
I don't either.
To take just... a break. We'll be right back. All right, you redeemed yourself, Sean. Well done.
Who's that?
That's the Kinks.
Right. Love them.
Thanks to our friends at Shaw's and Star Market because they dropped off some delicious fresh cut fruit and cookie platters this morning. And they came from the store right down the street here in Brighton. And if you're going to a holiday party or you're hosting one, then you can make entertaining easier for yourself by stopping at Shaw's or Star Market. They have pre-made charcuterie boards available, along with fresh floral arrangements, or you can order party platters at Shaw's and Star Market, all right? And the flowers, maybe you should send those to bring those home to Santo and say they're from Wiggy. So the two of them, so their beef
that's
is
what I'll do.
So they end the beef. They got to stop
but
the beef.
But you should write in there, you should write to Sandro.
Mm, from Wiggy.
Ooh, edgy.
No, edgy. Sandro loves Wiggy.
It's a great name, though.
Yeah, it is funny.
It is a great name, though.
All right, I think I finally found at the end of the show Dale the Elf.
Finally.
Yeah, but see, the thing is, like, nobody watching on Twitter, where you put it, or, excuse me, where the elf ended
ruining.
Up where uh-huh. the elf ended up this morning, nobody could see it all morning because it was behind me on the shelf.
Shime, didn't
here.
You say that people on Twitch spotted him?
No, oh. Everybody on Twitch all morning, they've been, where's Dale the Elf? Yeah. Where is Dale the Elf?
Dale here.
There he is. There's Dale
the Elf. Dale the Elf kind of positioned himself right behind. Oh, don't touch him.
Oh, you're not supposed to touch him. You have to just, but he brought a present, so you need to just take the present.
Why can't you touch him?
No, you cannot touch him. You cannot.
My kids were too young or too old, whatever it is, for the. We missed the whole elf thing.
You can't touch him.
Yeah. So just take the piece of paper.
I want to show Dale the elf.
You can't. They can see him.
Yeah, you just can't touch him.
Nathan can zoom in on it.
Yeah.
Just put him on a crate.
Yeah. And Dale.
Dale here.
Dale, if you're listening, this is just because I love you so much. This is not against you. This is.
Unique one.
All right.
It's got no feet, though.
It says, Merry Christmas to the Greg Hill Show. Thank you for taking the time to register the name of your elf with me here at the North Pole. Your elf, Dale, loves being a part of the Arnold family. In fact, Mrs. Claus had a huge smile on her face as she entered Dale's name in the big elf registry book she keeps.
Aww.
I'm looking forward to hearing all about you and the rest of your family every evening during the holiday season. Be careful to be on your best behavior. That way, I'll be sure to get lots of great reports. And that is from none other than Santa Claus.
Oh,
thank you, Santa.
That's nice.
And I'm a little worried, Santa, about the current place of the elf Dale, because Nate Evaldi looks like he's about to chuck a baseball at his head.
He's watching. Wow. The elf is always watching.
Yep. Dale here.
Boys and girls.
Best behavior.
Yeah, make sure you he'll move tonight on a new location.
Yep.
We got to go.
10 to 7 tonight. Let's go, Pats.
You knew we were doing the whole game, right? Not the first quarter?
Yep, I do.
Okay, all right.
And you know what? Usually I would just, crumble to you guys and change it. Not.
That is a good first quarter score, though.
Nope.
10-7. Yeah, pretty good first quarter score.
Full game.
All right. Gresham Kiefer next. Michael Irvin at 1:30 with them. We'll be back tomorrow morning at 6. Thank you for listening, and thank you for watching on Twitch.
I'll be honest with you, I'm exhausted. I want to go home, put the feet up, drink a beer.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.